From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein, reading Answer Me, Answer Me by Irene Bennett Brown. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. I waited for a Greyhound bus to take me the last 100 or so miles to Greendale, Kansas, comparing myself to Dorothy, who was set down by a tornado in the alien land of Oz. For me, too, so many things were weird, different, new. Like packing last night to leave my place in Salem, Oregon. Then the chilly rain had made it seem more like winter than early summer. Here, outside the Kansas City Depot this evening, the diesel-heavy heat was stifling. Still, I preferred it out here to being inside, where sleazy characters hung around, making me feel more nervous than I already was. Flying for the first time was scary, but exciting. One day, and here I am. It hadn't seemed as if we were traveling so fast. It had been more like sitting in a nice chair at the dentist's, reading magazines. Whatever, I'd come too far, and it was too late to rethink what I was doing. Anyway, by nature, I'm a finisher. I have to see things through till they're done. A good thing, because even after I boarded the plane at 10 this morning, it seemed that Graham might reach out from the grave to stop me. In the suitcase at my feet were enough new clothes for 2 weeks. With good luck, that would be enough time to follow the lead of the clipping and find out who I really am. It was hard to guess what I might learn. For sure, the clipping in my newly...